Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday. Right? Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. And day after Martin Luther King Day, celebrating the birth of Martin Luther King. Why can't we have an honest discussion between January and April? April 4. Why can't we talk about, why can't we zero in on the peculiarities, the odd coincidences? Because, again, as Mike Rogers said, after Benghazi, when he was interviewed, Chris Wallace says to Susan Rice, you don't believe that, you know, this ridiculous story that the White House is peddling. A bunch of people who probably never heard of YouTube watched a YouTube video, got all excited, and shot up an outpost 500 or 600 miles from a Libyan, the U.S. embassy in Libya. You don't believe that, right? Because no one else does. And she said, oh, yeah, of course I do. And that was, you know, it's just incredible how, I don't know, I guess, you know, there are no consequences, so, why not lie about it? But Mike Rogers said, when asked, you know, what do you think? He said, well, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff here. This looks like a coordinated hit. It seems odd that it happened on September 11. And there are a bunch of other things. There are a bunch of coincidences. And the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event. So he said it begs further investigation, basically. And this is one of those moments, you know, the fact that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated allegedly by an escaped convict who had what? What did he have to gain? Nothing. No means, no motive, no opportunity, except for all of the help that he got from essentially the military-industrial complex and organized crime, which included, you know, law enforcement, local law enforcement, for example. Shouldn't this get us asking some serious questions, doing some serious soul searching? I dare say it should. You know, and we played the clip there. The focal point was supposed to be Ron Paul saying, you know, him basically intimating his eternal optimism. I think there's a lot of people who are going to listen, you know, and we need to get our message out. But, you know, the people who have that message are growing, and, you know, Congress just passed a $700 billion plus dollar appropriation package for more warmongering. Michelle Greenstein does a good job of pointing out
Yo. Again.
You're so very special. Yeah, I wish.
wish I was special, but I am a creep. Ooh, I said it, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Life full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good light goodbye.
Try this again. You know, honestly, I feel, I don't know. Did you ever listen to those broadcasts that Deanne Burley did? I'm telling you, it kind of feels like that. You know? Interesting. Anyway, I think we should be able to have a conversation about all of this. Why are we not being honest about this? What makes us think that an entire industry that will seemingly stop at nothing to maintain hegemonic control over its industry, and just, you know, that doesn't even get off into the sort of ancillary discussions we should be having, which really aren't ancillary. They're all, it's all one big primary discussion, like the $1 trillion+ that's gone into the sinkhole of Afghanistan, the variety of ways, and really, the pinnacle of all of that dialogue should be the loss of American lives and the destruction of brave young men and women, you know, whether they actually lose their life in entirety or whether their minds and bodies are destroyed and they're used after they've been used as cannon fodder to be run through the combine of DARPA and Walter Reed Hospital for further experimentation. Why aren't we talking about this? Why aren't we talking about what Anthony Sutton proved back in the 70s that our brave young men and women are being shot at with hardware and technology that came from the same factories, essentially, as where we make our munitions or where ours are presumed to be made. These companies have no loyalty. Rand Corporation has no loyalty anymore. The only loyalty is to hegemony, it seems. Why can't we have a conversation about this? When you turn war into an institution, what goes along with that? The old adage, all's fair in love and war, all's fair in war, applies with force, doesn't it? And when you really start to come to terms with this, the way someone like William Bloom or Anthony Sutton or, you know, any one of these folks does, it's not just rhetoric. These are not just clever little quippy turns of phrase. It's a sobering call to, whoa, stop. Why are we doing this? And then you start to think about how this system has infiltrated pretty much every country everywhere. Now they're training other forces. We're doing the same thing here. And, you know, it makes me think of the domestic stuff. If you're training everyone with these drills and things, what are the implications? Know your enemy, basically. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So, shouldn't we be able to have an honest discussion? You know, I dare say, you know, reflecting on this time, I suppose, Frederick Douglass said, he is a lover of his country who rebukes and does not excuse its sins. That's kind of what I've been thinking about for the last 12 to 24 hours. But, you know, it seems like if you tell the truth, then you are vilified, castigated, or at least marginalized, and encouraged to run off into the woods. You're sort of scapegoated. Oh, you're one of those people. Why can't you just, you know, why can't we just I hear Larkin, Texas, you know, talking about positivism and this, you know, the world's attempt to find a silver lining in everything. Sometimes there is no silver lining. And this subject, I think, is one of those discussions. It just needs to stop. And it continues on. Ron Paul is optimistic, though. He thinks that, you know, the message needs to get out. There are a few people telling the story, and more people need to tell it. But I'm not so optimistic. I, you know, hold out a cautious optimism, but also hold a very cynical view at the same time. So what will it take for us to be able to have an honest discussion? I think one of the big reasons we seem incapable is because, again, people benefit. And you probably have had difficult discussions. I know I have. I've had them where you come to grips with what you're doing, and it's not okay. And you can't do it anymore. So, you know, what do you do? And when that is unacceptable to those around you, like your immediate family, for example, honestly, what do you do? How do you reconcile that? That's, you know, that's when it gets difficult. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking, earthquakes of doubt and remorse. Assail him, impale him with monster truck force.
I feel like this broadcast today is sort of, I don't know, befitting of the discussion. It's been difficult. And this is something that I have thought about for a while now. And more it seems to sort of be pressing on my mind and my conscience. How to behave, how to conduct oneself in a dignified manner, respectful, kind, considerate, gracious, merciful, how to maintain that line, you know, where you're not capitulatory, not acquiescent, not subservient, not conscripted, but not seems like there's a lot of gray area, you know, you not necessarily, I mean, the violence and those kinds of things, the agent provocateurism, that all is pretty obvious. It's pretty self-evident. But there's a lot of gray area somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, condescending cynicism and those kinds of things. And I'm just, you know, it's again, you know, our history is replete with examples of this, and I like the way Frederick Douglass put it. He is a lover of his country who rebukes and does not excuse its sins. So, you know, I think we should be able to talk about these things and ask honest questions. Similarly, Neil Postman and Charles Weingartner asked back in the 60s or pointed out, not asked, but you know, encourage folks, once you have learned how to ask questions, relevant and appropriate and substantial questions, you've learned how to learn, and no one can keep you from learning whatever you want or need to know. And you know, that's certainly again, sort of in view here. Isn't it interesting how discussions can be had, and folks that don't know how to do that, they talk about things, but they're really not talking. It's just rhetoric that's falling out of their mouth. And it sounds exactly like what Bertrand Russell said of a totalitarian regime that has been in charge of education for generations. People won't be, they won't be allowed to know where their convictions came from. Seems like we see that in America. And in Teaching as a Subversive Activity, published back in 1969, Neil Postman and Charles Weingartner encourage folks to learn how to ask the right questions, which again reminds me of Ezra Pound's words. You know, the technique of infamy is to invent two lies and get you arguing heatedly over which one is true. And, you know, that happens. That's exactly what's happening. And, you know, when Renee in North Carolina calls in, for example, you know, we cover this ground, the fact that both sides, both contrived, fomented sides of a specious conflict are offenders and offensive. And again, it's the worst sort, it's the worst brand of Stockholm Syndrome, at least to the independent, objective third party. You know, a disinterested third party, someone who doesn't have a dog in the fight. It's bizarre to watch. People arguing over things that are of no primary importance or necessarily even significance, and not knowing exactly why they have these opinions, why they're so attached to things that don't necessarily matter to them. You see it on social media a lot these days. And so again, two sides get drawn apart, defending their respective kidnappers. Both kidnappers are kidnappers. And no one should defend a kidnapper. So to watch this unfold and to watch them talk to each other like the other is crazy, each talking to the other like the other is crazy, to be an independent, objective, third-party observer, one has to just find this horrifying. How can this possibly happen? How is it that neither of them are able to identify their own kidnapper in spite of the fact they're so acutely attuned and aware of the other kidnapper and the other person's condition, their plight? How can they be so oblivious and unaware of their own condition? It's fascinating. And to see it and to observe it, you just have to marvel at a system that could engineer such a thing in cybernetic totalist fashion. And you can't talk to these people. And I've intimated some of the conversations that I've had over the years. I mean, there's one conversation I've had for 10 years running about British Israel, for example. I'm not convinced that that is the biblical Israel. There might be an argument to be made, you know, when you get to places like Romans 11:25, a partial hardening has happened to the heart of Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Okay, maybe. But, you know, then you get back to all of that, you know, all the promises of the Old Testament stuff, and, you know, I'm not even going to get into all of that. But this idea, it's just, it's incredible that, again, people are told something and they don't go investigate for themselves. The history is right out in plain view. Carol Quigley told us the Balfour Declaration wasn't actually written by Arthur James Balfour. But that was, what, 20 years after the fact? Quigley said that, and it was something that just kind of got shuffled under the rug. And now even that's been called into question, at least by, you know, establishment historians. But you had the Balfour Declaration, which is obviously hatched beforehand. And again, no one does a better job of telling us, giving us sort of the Cliff's Notes of World War I and how it was entirely contrived than James Perloff. Brilliant, masterful job. How he tells us, you know, Edward Gray and Edward Mandelhaus were sending cables back and forth. Gray says, hey, what would happen if a bunch of Americans were on an ocean, a passenger liner that just happened to be targeted by German subs? You know, if a bunch of Americans went down on a passenger liner, would that, what would happen? Oh yeah, that would get America into the war for sure, House replies. And that's a fact of history. Then next thing you know, you have the Lusitania and, oh, false flag. You know, wasn't that exactly the same thing that Patrick Claussen said back in 2012? And, you know, you listen to all this stuff. That was 100 years ago. Woodrow Wilson says, no, no, we're not going to war. I am not. Absolutely, positively, read my lips. No, no taxes. We're not gonna go to war. Not gonna do it. Next thing you know, America is in the Great War. Well, that was fast. So much for the promise. So, you know, James Perloff tells us this is how it works. And by the way, you know, I just love how he sort of adds anecdotally, sort of anecdotal aside. By the way, all of this information, well, the vast majority of it has all been on the History Channel. So how can we not be having this discussion? Something is horribly wrong. America has gone off the rails. It's been off the rails for, what, at least 150 years? Amazing we have anything left. Of course, you know, we've been used as a proxy. We benefited handsomely through the American century, didn't we? Well, we thought we were the big kid on the block, but bad guys have been telling us for, what, 20 years? Better than 20 years. It's coming. Time is coming. The Global Trends Report. And they've been publishing it. No. Go to the DNI website. Paradox of progress. The achievements of the industrial and information ages are shaping a world to come that is both more dangerous and richer with opportunity than ever before. Whether promise or peril prevails will turn on the choices of humankind. I mean, that's what Ivy League pirates say. We are working on the new Silk Road route. We're going to spend, you know, $1 trillion or $2 in infrastructure, and it's going to be awesome. Everyone's jockeying for their peace. It was actually 1979. I was thinking the 90s, but it's obviously been longer than that. So the National Intelligence Council serves as the U.S. intelligence community's center for long-term strategic analysis. Since 1979. The NIC has served a bridge between the intelligence and policy communities. See, you got to have that interlocking thing, the way those guys are always putting their fingers together. You know, you got to have that bundle of sticks, and everyone has to be marching in lockstep. We all have to, bad guys have to know what the plan is. So you have Rand, you have Brookings, and some of the war colleges and the agencies all putting this global trends paper together every 4 years since 1997. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. National Intelligence Council has published an unclassified strategic assessment of how key trends and uncertainties might shape the world over the next 20 years. And it's been interesting. You know, you would think knowing the things that are in the reports, and I've read from it in years past on air, knowing what's in the report, you would think different decisions would be made. But it's almost as if folks in ostensible positions of power are sort of following the directives to create the future, the ill-advised sort of future for America that you see, you know, destroying industry, for example, piecemealing it out to other countries and decisions like that. It's fascinating. Anyway, so afterward, the future lies ahead and what to do about them. The future lies ahead. Future lies ahead. So what is to be done about the future lies? The answer is not to expand, lies my teacher told me, to cover every distortion and error. By the way, it's interesting, perhaps, to note that I was going to mention some of the things that James Lowen covers. I haven't even touched on. So there was something that happened November 22nd, 1963. Shortly before that, in June, Medgar Evers was assassinated. And there are a lot of other things happening in that time period. Excuse me. Martin Luther King was assassinated, obviously. Bobby Kennedy shortly thereafter. Not long after that, Fred Hampton. In between Malcolm X, obviously. And these were very articulate, influential people. You know, we lost folks like Fred Hampton, but we, Stokely Carmichael hung around for a while. We lost Malcolm X, but we still have Louis Farrakhan and the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. We lost MLK, but we still have John Lewis. Anyway, just saying. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me touches on a lot of things. He spends considerable time on the Indians, which is, a pejorative of ignorance, I guess, in this context. A lot of times, sections devoted to, you start thinking about this. So there's the Indians, there's, Medgar Evers, Fred Hampton, Martin Luther King, even Jonathan Quitney. James Lowen mentions in Lies My Teacher Told Me. Talks about Iran, Iran-Contra, et cetera, et cetera. When was the last time Iran, attacked America or Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria? When was the last time that there was a carpet bombing campaign in Maryland, for example, or New York, or up and down the Eastern Seaboard, or anything like that? When was the last time the Yemeni people created some kind of embargo situation or some kind of blockade that created a genocidal sort of famine, again, up and down the Eastern Seaboard, for example? When was the last time some indigenous people launched some kind of diabolical effort to, under the specious guise of humanitarian aid, provide blankets to Americans and, only to discover that those blankets were laced with smallpox? Or, you know, I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore. Like when, you know, we find out that the efforts of UNICEF and UNESCO, for example, are helping to funnel in the same kinds of products, you know. You know, formula, for example, in African countries that causes the little children to, you know, have terminal diarrhea, those kinds of things. When was the last time any of these countries did that to American people? And yet, if you talk about this, oh, you become persona non grata. And if you hold a certain set of beliefs that are sort of inimical and antithetical to the establishment narrative, well, then you become a target of that kind of malfeasance, don't you? Unfortunately, we've seen that recently, haven't we? I digress. Stick around, third hour coming up right after the short break. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.